Hello, woman. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord loves us, and He cares about us in every way and capacity. I don't say that lightly. He loves us so much, and His word is so true, and it blesses us in every way of life. So I say that often, but this time I want to do it a little different. I want to read it from the word. Now this is St. John 14. This is Jesus talking to His disciples, but it's also the Lord talking to you now. Listen to the heart of God's word. Listen to God's heart to us people. St. John chapter 14, He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas said to Him, "We know not where you go, and how can we know the way?" Jesus said unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. And if ye had known Me, ye should have known My Father also. And from henceforth ye know Him and have seen Him." Philip saith unto Him, "Lord, show us the Father, and it satisfies us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known Me, Philip? He that has seen Me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of Myself, but the Father that lives in Me, He do the works. Believe Me that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me, or else believe Me for the very work's sake." Now this is the situation we're in. If you act according to God's word, you're representing Him. Jesus spent time with His Father, and He obeyed His Father in the sight of His disciples as a way of life. That's why He said, "The way you know." And they didn't get it. But it comes to find out, He was right. The way He explained it proves it. Verse 4 says, and whether I go, the way you know. They saw Him living according to God's ways. They just didn't connect the dots. See, when you spend time in the Lord's presence, you're going to do precisely what Jesus did. When you take time and study the word, like we've been saying the last 2 weeks, you fill your heart with the word of God. And then the Holy Spirit's going to, see, don't try to just know everything. Just receive the word as it is. Just believe it and receive it in your heart. The Holy Spirit will put it together for you, just like a puzzle. Receive all the pieces you can get. And some things are going to make you ask questions. Ask the questions. Say, "Lord, I don't understand this verse. What are you doing? What are you saying?" That's good for you to do that. That's how we grow. You need to be receiving God's word because there's a storm coming. But that's not the reason. That's not the only reason to receive God's word. The storm is coming. But when you receive the word, you'll know what to do and how to stop the storm when it does come. Before the satanic problems arise in life, you're equipping yourself so that everything you work for won't be destroyed. You're investing in yourself so your life will be stronger. You know, this is the way to help our children to get to know the Lord. A lot of storms are here already. And they won't stop because they don't look like storms. When you see your children going with the wrong crowd, getting on drugs, getting in gangs, getting shot at, the storm is here. All of that could have been prevented by paying attention to the Holy Spirit. He would have blessed you to know what to do in time to do it. And if they're still alive, it's not too late. And some people, sad to say, their children have already been destroyed or killed. And my heart goes out to every parent that have lost a child. But this life is very serious. If we spend time with the Lord, things are preventable. And now I can feel it. They wish they would have known this a long time. It's true. It was true a long time ago. And things can be reversed. But death can't be reversed. What we sow to the Spirit can be saved. In other words, by receiving God's word, especially if you got young children, it's like you got a clean slate. And people that have lost children, they have sorrow. And the Lord can heal them from this point on. They got a voice. Because their heart, they don't want you to suffer like they did. And I don't either. But life comes at all of us. And Satan, what does he come to do? Kill, steal, destroy. And he's coming. But Jesus came. It's up to us at this point, just before he returns. It's finna get intense, folks. A storm is coming. Don't you know when the Lord take his people off the earth like I've been preaching for years? It's going to be devastating time. You're going to see demons materialize. You're going to see UFOs. You're going to see things you don't want to know about. Remember when Jesus said the stars are going to fall to the earth? Those are not suns. Those are people under Satan's influence from the outside cosmic realms coming here to fight. It's not going to be normal no more. So hear me good. Fear, not out of fear. Out of love. Whatever you do for God, do it out of love. Do it out of sincerity. Not just to get out of jail free. Don't treat God like a get out of jail free card. Or insurance policy. Love God. He is someone you need to know. He can protect you wherever you are in whatever situation. I'm talking from experience. I've been there, done that. When you draw near to the Lord, he'll draw near to you. When you fill your heart with his word, you may not understand everything, but believe what he said. Believe it is truth. And then the Holy Spirit will put it together for you and give you understanding. And he'll guide you and navigate you into all truth. And he'll do it in a way so that you don't get in pride. You'll be a person that's on board to be a blessing to people, because that's what the word of God is doing. And you're going to want to do this from your own heart. When you believe on Jesus Christ, that his blood washed away your sins, you get a brand new spirit. Fill that brand new spirit with his word. And then you'll represent the Father just like Jesus represented the Father. You'll do what Jesus did. You'll go about your daily routine doing good. Speaking life to people, giving people good advice. You can't fill your heart with the word of God and not be affected. You take time and fill your heart with his word, and then you pray and you receive what the Holy Spirit is sharing with you. What do you think is going to happen to your actions? They're going to be better. What's going to happen to your counsel, how you counsel others? It's going to be golden. What's going to happen to your advice, to your best friends, and even your enemies? Your advice is going to be perfect. perfect coming from you. Why? Because you took time to go in God's presence. You're going to come out acting like Him. Your life is going to represent the Father. People are going to know what God is like because you took time to spend time with the Father. And when the storm comes, people are going to see you. Not, you won't buckle. You won't be alarmed like the world is alarmed. It may challenge you. It may even frighten you. But you'll be able to stand against it and win. And the more you overcome your personal storms, when the big storm comes, you'll be able to stand flat-footed or arch-footed and rebuke it. Even natural tornadoes, a Christian can rebuke the wind and it will obey him. If it did it for Jesus, it'll do it for you. But first you got to fill your heart with the word of God. He gave you authority to do these things. When I was in college, there was a thunderstorm. It was raining so hard, I couldn't see my truck. Now, there was no trees between me and my truck. I couldn't see my truck for the rain. And I spoke and said, "Peace be still." I just acted on, I did what I read that Jesus did. I just acted on the word. Before I could turn around and go back into class, the rain stopped. I said, people wouldn't believe this. A hailstorm woke me up one night, and I woke up and I rebuked the wind and it stopped. And I interceded till the storm passed over Birmingham. And after about 30, 40 minutes, I went on the bed and it landed in the Anniston Gaston area, and it was it blew roofs off and things like that. We as Christians need to pray. We need to intercede. I should have stayed up and rebuked it till it went to the ocean. Because it was working. But when I went to sleep, and that means one person was believing God to stop this storm. Any Christian can do it. And it's weird the way I learned it. Mr. Austin said that when a storm was coming towards Washington, he said, the Lord told him, you can rebuke that storm. And then I stopped thinking it was crazy to try it. So I started doing what Jesus said. See, your opinions can be shaped by the world and you won't even try what God has given you. It's important that we act on the word of God. What God has done for us is real. Get over it. You have authority, use it. And you're not stupid for trying, even if you fail. And statistically, you will fail at times. But don't stop. You got to start somewhere. And God loves you. It's not about your performance. He loves you for you. Whatever you can do good, do it. Try it. If you fail God, that don't change the love of God. He loves you anyway. Whenever I fail, I say, Lord, when I fail that time, show me how I missed it. And he'll help you do better. Nothing's lost in the kingdom of God. It's just the people that didn't get in. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. I want to see God's people live the life that they can live. I want to see them prevent the storms, the death, the gang activity. Sometimes in order to stop it, when you see it forming, ask the Lord for wisdom. The first time your child come home and somebody influenced them wrong, go to the Lord. Don't just move away. Ask the Lord, what do I do? What's my wisdom? And he'll show you what you can do now. Sometimes you can get all their friends over and play and talk to all of them. Buy a basketball goal. You know, I don't know what wisdom God's going to give you, what strategy he'll give you. But you have to do what he say and it'll work. He might have you buy a basketball goal and they'll come over and play. Then you go out there and play with them. And you talk to them. and you take some of them to Sunday school with you and your children. And they'll become men of God instead of devils. You see, there are so many ways to surround your children with the counsel of God. Get the foolish people on board. You're not only saving that, your life, your children's life, but theirs too. God loved them just like he loved your children. Some people have killed people and they grow up to regret it. And then they get saved. See, the evil things don't have to happen. They are preventable in most cases. Now, sometimes people are hard-hearted, they won't budge. But when you're praying over your children, some people are not praying over their children. They don't ever pray for their children. And it's a miracle that they don't get killed. Because we operate like we believe. If you don't pray over yourself, you're not going to pray over others. But if some people will pray for their children and won't pray for themselves. But if you're in the mode of not seeking God is not important to you. And God could have prevented things. In fact, God loves us so much that he'll wake up another Christian that will pray. If he can get them out of bed, sometimes they roll over and go back to sleep. And then your child get killed anyway. But somebody got it. In other words, God often wakes me up to have me pray. This other Christians need to be waking other Christians up that can pray. We got the same authority. We got the same rights and privileges that Jesus has. All of us do. You don't even have to be a preacher. You just have to be a Christian. If you were washed in the blood, you got the authority you already need. All you have to do from that point on is do what God said do. It's not hard. Don't make it hard. Don't think about what you don't have. Think about God and what he has. Don't worry about what you can't do. If you can believe God, if you can look to him, he knows ways to get the thing done. Jesus said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can command this mountain to be cast into the ocean, cast into the sea. Jesus said a lot of things in chapter 14 that we need now. And we need to receive him. He did what he said he would do. He went to the Father. He's preparing a place for us, just like he said. And he's coming back now. He's already done these things. Listen to verse 26. But the Comforter, he said, these things, verse 25, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Then he said this, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You got the God kind of peace. And nobody of the world has the peace of God. There's no reference for it. There's no dictionary reference for the peace that Jesus is talking about that he's given you if you believe on him. Their version of peace is when you're not at war. One day I'll look it up and read it to you, but it's not the kind of, it can't measure up to the kind of peace that God has given his people. That's a whole nother category. That's of heaven. You have to go to heaven to get a definition of this kind of peace or experience it by believing what Jesus said. Now, you got the peace of God, drawing near to him is not work. That's a blessing. When I talk about praying, receiving his word, studying the word, being guided by the Holy Spirit, none of that is work to me. That's a supernatural ability, a blessing. It's not work to me. And I thank God for it all the time. Now, we honor God on two fronts. Or we obey him on two fronts. First, the written word of God. And second, the spoken word of God by the Holy Spirit. And the Father can speak to you too. And Jesus can speak to you and appear to you. God loves us so much, he's not limited. Did you know in Iran, right now, in the nation of Iran, Jesus himself is appearing to Muslim people so that he can save them? Because they don't have preachers over there. So he appeared to them, and they're getting saved by the millions. It was on the news even that a Jewish carpenter was appearing to people. And they toned it down, but what's but the real thing is this. If you go on YouTube, there are people that he did appear to, and they got saved, and they are saved, and they are praying. And they love God because Jesus himself appeared to them. Jesus appeared to me before. So he's not limited. We serve God who's not limited. Now watch what the word will do for you. This is John chapter 15. Jesus talking. He said, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman or the farmer. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it that it may bring forth more fruit. So if you're already growing, he's going to help you grow more. Now he said, watch this. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So when you receive the word, there's a cleansing property in the word of God. Just like we're washed in the blood, also the word of God cleanses us too and enables us to be stronger. Then verse 4, he said, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except you abide in me. So that's where the power is. Living in Jesus, receiving his word. We access God by his word. By receiving his word. And doing his word. That's how we access God. Through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ made it possible for you to access God in your right now life. And change the facts on the ground where you are. And the facts that are in your neighborhood, even the facts in your body. You may be sick. You may have cancer. You may need a bone marrow transplant. But when you involve God, you can change all those facts and God will make you new. You don't have to go, you don't have to beg, borrow, and steal. You can live, God can bless you now in real time. He can change the facts in your body. The facts on the ground where you are. You can be at work, your children at school. You can pray for them and God will protect them where they are. And you'll know it. So he can protect them when you can't see them. And you can be at peace. You can have the God kind of peace. Even though you may not live in the best neighborhood. You can take authority over the demons that have made themselves strong in the neighborhood. And when anybody get killed in the neighborhood, you need to take it back. There's a man named Henry Gruber on YouTube. He died, but you can still listen to his sermons. And you can learn to prayer walk your neighborhood. You can even drive where people have gotten shot or gunned down or any accident. And you can remit the sins of that land and tell Satan he can't use the blood that was spilled to camp there. Because if you don't do anything, people just keep getting killed in that area because blood spilled on the ground there. This is scriptural. When people died in Leviticus, I didn't even know the scripture was there. I read over it before but never caught on to it till Henry Gruber pointed it out. The priest was supposed to go and remit the sins of